All right. Quick question. When you are faced with a hard decision at work, what do you reach for? A spreadsheet? A pros and cons list? What about a tarot card? Yeah, we're going there today. And honestly, it makes more sense than you think. Hey peeps, welcome back to Workday Playdate with Improve It. I'm Erin, and this is the podcast where we talk about work, leadership, and culture in ways that actually help. Now, if you love the show, do what every podcast host says. Please leave us a 5-star review. It fuels my soul more than a third cup of coffee, which is saying a lot. So this month on the show, we are talking about thinking quickly on your feet. That moment when you don't have a script, you don't have a plan, and you have to trust yourself to figure it out in real time. Now, whether it's a curveball in a meeting, a decision you did not see coming, or a season of your career that has you questioning everything, the ability to think on your feet is one of the most underrated leadership skills out there. And here's why, and what the research says. It says studies on decision-making under pressure show that people who have practiced some form of intuitive thinking, whether through improv, mindfulness, or yes, even reflective tools like tarot, are faster and more confident when unexpected situations hit because they've trained their brain to trust the process instead of freezing up. And here's the epiphany. Thinking on your feet is not about having the right answer instantly. It's about having the right relationship with uncertainty. It's about being okay with not knowing and still moving forward. And today's guest has built an entire life around that principle. Now, before I get into that, if today is hitting home, we have a toolkit for you in the show notes called the Clarity Under Pressure Toolkit. What to do in the first 5 minutes of any uncertain situation. It's your go-to guide for staying grounded, focused, and clear when it matters most. Grab it in the show notes. Now, let me introduce you to one of my favorite humans and truly a pocket full of sunshine. Today's guest is Improve It's own Felicia McLeod, who's been with us since 2018. And Felicia, and every single time she facilitates a workshop, people leave buzzing. She is truly that good. Now, Felicia is a Chicago-based improviser, writer, voiceover actress, and teacher. She is currently touring with Second City's national touring company. She co-hosts the podcast Unlearning. And in her spare time, which let's be honest, is probably about 12 minutes a week, she is learning how to read tarot cards. Now, what I love about Felicia is that she lives at this intersection of intuition and hustle. She trusts her gut, she does the work, and she brings an energy to everything she does that makes you want to lean in and pay attention. Felicia, welcome to Workday Playdate.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. That was delightful. Like, my heart is like pounding.
Oh, well, I hope you receive that. I'm working on that word, receive, because you
receiving.
Are receiving that.
Yes.
Receipt. Okay.
Receipt.
Take this. Okay. She took it. My peeps, I hope you are enjoying the show. We'll be right back after a quick break from our sponsors. Thank you for supporting those who support the show. You're listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. Now back to our show. So let me ask you this. Let's start. You know how we start every Improve It workshop with an intention. Let's set an intention for this time together, which I told you, I was like, I'm so happy I'm talking to you today. What's one word you want to get out of today's talk or conversation or give or receive? What's one word that comes to your mind?
When I think of one word, I think vulnerability. I think that's just such like a powerful thing. And it's something that's like hard sometimes to do.
Yeah.
And like breaking past that.
It really is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's like, and I think a lot of people think that as performers and improvisers, that we're always on or always trying to be funny, but we're actually really vulnerable. Like, that's where the magic then is, when you bring the art to what's happening in your life and you can really lean in and be vulnerable and bring that into the scene on stage, but into the scene of your life.
Yeah, you can get true connection with yourself and then with others. They're like, oh, I do act like that, or I do feel that way sometimes.
Yeah.
It just puts you at ease a little bit.
And I love when we get to go on our road trips, because we have a lot of fun, but we have a lot of vulnerable talks.
Yeah, that's so important. And it's like so fulfilling in life too.
Yes. Okay. Well, now that I asked you that, I have one more question just to set us up. Okay. If we were having this play date anywhere in the world, it could be like your most dreamiest spot. Where are we having this play date?
It would be by the water, some big body of water, but it wouldn't be like in the sand. It would more so be like there's big rocks and there's grass. So we could like sit in the grass and not have to be like dealing with sand all over us.
Oh, okay. I'm down with that. I live near the beach, and I will tell you, I love the ocean. I hate the sand. So I'm down with that.
Yeah. Cause it's like nice to get into the water, but then when you get out, you're like, okay, well now I'm covered.
Exactly. And then it's like in your car and in all the crevices, and I know. Okay. Okay. So we're at the beach, but in a grassy area. Okay, so let's just jump right in. This is a hard turn. There's no even segue. How do tarot cards help you get through difficult decisions? And before any people listening rolls their eyes, I want them to hear this, because I think there's something really powerful, like very powerful here about intuition and trusting yourself. So talk to me about your experience right now with tarot cards.
Yeah, because it's not like I'm going there for exact answers of what needs to be done. It's more so of like, what am I too focused in on or too zoomed out that I can't focus in on? And it's like a lot of times it's limiting beliefs. So the cards aren't going to tell you like, this is what's happening in your future. It's more so of like, hey, these are some things that you should be paying attention to. Are you being giving with your time, with your energy, or are you keeping it in too much? Because there was a time where I was like staying inside a lot, and I kept getting the Hermit card, and it's like, oh, that's because I'm really focusing in on myself, which is important, but it's like I also need to be reaching out too.
Yeah. Okay, two questions. What is your favorite spread, and then what is your favorite deck?
My favorite spread is Stop, Start, Continue. Oh. So it's like things to start, things to stop, things to continue.
Because
it's just. Mm-hmm. And then what was the other one? The favorite deck. There's this deck called the Light Seers. It's just so pretty. And that was the first deck that I got. So I feel really attached to it.
Okay. Do you have a link to it? We can put it in the show notes.
I don't have a. Yes, I will get it. I'll send it to you.
Okay. So I'm asking for a friend. Me. I'm the friend. Okay. So I love this so much. And I love this. Like, first of all, I love that you're on the show, because we have never connected about this, because I also use tarot, and I also am very spiritual. And I don't think we've ever like really talked about this.
I don't think we have.
So,
yeah.
I really love this. I'll share my deck with you too. And Nicole,
please.
Our learning experience manager, who listens to every episode of this show, she helps with the show notes, all the things. She actually got me one of my favorite decks for my birthday, and I'm really leaning into this one. I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but I am really leaning into it. And yeah, I just feel like it's another way to tune in to your inner. Louise Hay says this, that your inner ding, like your intuition. And I love Louise Hay. She was a very, she's no longer with us, but she's a very spiritual teacher. She's the founder of Hay House Publishing Company. But she talks about just how giving even your name or your intuition a name, like your inner ding, is friending it. You know, it makes it not this emotion. It makes it a friend.
Yeah. Because it's like, there's something coming up for a reason. Let me investigate and see what's happening.
Yeah. And it just allows you then to do more work with your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
See what that is.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to talk to you about just your career right now, because it's been so fun. I talked to another one of our teammates, Catherine Savage, today. And
yes.
I've watched the evolution of your career. It's so beautiful to witness.
Yeah.
And now you're on tour with Second City's National Touring Company. And it means you're literally thinking on your feet for a living.
I feel so grateful because I was understudying for a long time. And there was a point where I was like, I don't think I'll ever get a chance to be on the main cast. And then when I did get it, I still like would subconsciously feel like I was understudying. So I would go back to the cards to be like, what's happening? And it's a lot of times it was like limiting beliefs that I had.
So true. It's our own mind holding us back.
It's our own mind holding us back. And it's just like, how do I push past that? And even on stage where it's like, oh, why do I feel like I don't know what to do? And it's like, that's because I'm losing the connection with whoever I'm on stage with. And then we're going to build whatever this world is together. I don't have to do it myself. And they don't have to do it themselves.
Oh, so would you say that's the biggest lesson improv has taught you about decision making is just being present and...
Mm-hmm. Be present, lock in who you're in stage, whoever you're on stage with, locking in with them, creating that world. And there are no mistakes. Those are all just gifts. And if there is something where you're like, oh, I don't like the way I worded that, then it's like, then let your character speak through that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's truly the best form of therapy I think there is.
Yeah.
Discovery. It's such a fun art form. I really love it. And I love watching you just gain confidence, overcome limiting beliefs, and really allow yourself to be immersed and be in a place where you always saw yourself going.
Yeah.
It's so cool to witness. Like you are a living testimony to mindset and then how trusting our intuition and following those little breadcrumbs can lead you where you want to go.
Yeah, it'll always guide you. And it's like, you'll always see what's happening. And like, it feels so good to think about my growth and about like where I came from. And like, even when we were talking about doing The Bachelor, the improv, like that, I remember being so nervous for those. And it was like, I just had to come up with a character. And now it's like, I'm able to be on stage for longer and create those characters and immerse myself and give myself the space to. I feel really grateful.
Yeah. And to tell the peeps what that is, Felicia and I did a show. Oh my gosh, what was it, like 2016?
Yeah.
Yeah. Will you accept this?
2016?
At Under the Gun Theater in Chicago. It was an improvised parody of The Bachelor. And we had Z-list celebrities come on and we would interview them and we would be contested. I was host Christina Harrison, and then Felicia and our ensemble were the contestants who were going after this love quest. It was such a fun time. And we were all kind of in our earlier stages, I guess, of improv. And
it's just, it was a part of my growth and journey. I feel like really grateful for the, like these shows that I got the chance to have that those like 10,000 hours of stage time.
Totally. Man was really good for that. I felt like you could just put things on its feet, see if it worked. If it wasn't the end of the world. Hey, peeps, I hope you're enjoying the conversation here today. We will be right back after a quick break from our sponsors. Thank you for supporting those who support the show. You are listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. Now back to the show. So, okay, I want to talk about just this idea of thinking quickly on your feet. You've been with Improve It since 2018. And if you're in a workshop, okay, and you're facilitating and somebody freezes, they have like that deer in headlights moment, what do you do to help them think more quickly on their feet?
It's just say whatever you're thinking, whatever is on your mind is the right thing. Whatever word, like if we're asking for the one word intention, whatever word comes to mind, even if you've heard it before, that is coming from you and it's okay. And it's like we block ourselves. We feel like that deer in the headlight when we're like, what's the right thing to say instead of what do I need to say?
Yeah. Yes. What's that one? Next right thing. That next right thing.
Yeah.
Hey, because you've talked about this in your podcast. You have a podcast. You co-host a podcast called Unlearning. So what's something you've had to unlearn about decision-making or trusting yourself that's changed everything for you?
That if I make the wrong decision or if something isn't correct in whatever way, that I am them wrong or incorrect or shouldn't be doing whatever the thing is. And it's like, no, I just learned in that moment, like during when I'm facilitating, I won't say this. I won't ask this question because that's not going to lead them to the right way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then what have you learned just even hosting or co-hosting a show? What has that taught you? What have you discovered about yourself in that process?
But nobody knows the script that I have. So if I go off script, I'll be able to find myself back. There'll be earlier before if I would mess up the script, then I would be like, okay, everybody knows I messed up. I should just stop and that's it. Instead of no, that everything links together. How do I loop back in to where I was trying to, whatever I was trying to say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows. And see,
nobody knows.
Nobody has a clue. Nobody has a clue. And all people really want to see is you connecting, whether it's your podcast guest, whether it's your scene partner on stage. It really is just walking in, and when people feel they can see that you are locked into that person or that thing or that mm-hmm. or that commitment to that character on stage, it just creates a confidence, which is really what I think thinking quickly on your feet is really all about, and inviting and checking in with that intuition is really all about.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say on that? Because I got a fun one for you.
I missed it. But it was sometimes people in the audience are more scared than we even are. So they're more so thinking about themselves.
Isn't that the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the truth? Do you still get scared or nervous when you perform?
All the time.
Yeah?
Yeah. If it's something new, then I get scared because I'm it's the unknown. I'm unsure. Will this work? And then it's that's the exciting part. That's the part that's you are doing the right thing and you're growing. Yeah. So it's you feel that nervousness when you grow.
That's right. That's right. And it's good, the best people at their craft still get nervous, which mm-hmm. I really, really love that. So, okay. If somebody today is, let me ask you this question. Then I have a couple fun ones. Okay. If somebody today is listening and they feel like they're bad at thinking on their feet or trusting their gut, or they say the wrong thing, what's one thing you would tell them?
I would say, who said, per who? Who told you that you shouldn't trust yourself? Because it's coming from somewhere, and that subconsciously you took that on as your own thought.
That's so true.
Yeah, that's happened to me so many times where I'm I don't think I can. And then I'm wait, why do I think I can't? Oh, because somebody told me once, and they didn't know my situation. They were projecting onto me, and it just has nothing to do with you a lot of times.
Oh! Mm-hmm. I know, it's really, and then it's allowing yourself to sit with that information and cipher through it that I think a lot of people don't do.
Mm-hmm, 'cause it's scary. So you get, you're in shock and you're a mistake is made and I'm the mistake, instead of a mistake was made. A thought process was there. Whose thought process was that? Was it mine or was it something I was taught?
Yeah. Yeah. And then sitting with that uncomfortable feeling of okay, let me go back and think about who taught me that, where I learned that, and working through that. And that takes trusting your gut and guts. Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard. It's hard work.
So hard. It really is.
But it's really rewarding.
It is. It is. I mean, you and I have talked about this. I'm in therapy. I've been in therapy for 3 years, and I was in therapy a couple years before that. It's changed my life. And now it's reactionary. No, let me rephrase that. Now it's preventative versus reactionary. But when I first got into it, it was definitely reactionary. Mm. And now I'm just in it because I'm all right, what do I need to sit with? I have it biweekly, and some weeks I'm I don't really have anything to talk about. And then, of course, when that hour comes, the floodgates open.
Because it's always there. Yeah, there's always things that you're trying to break through and push past. Yeah, when I started, after my brother died, I started going to therapy, and I was have you ever heard that word or the saying where there's a reason why you start therapy and there's a reason why you keep going? And it's that was the reason I started, and I kept going because I realized my negative self-talk and the limiting beliefs and the blocks that I had on myself. And that also involved grief. Yeah.
Wow. And I know we're all still works in progress, but Felicia, look at where you are. Look at where that got you. You have gotten to a huge place. A lot of performers, you know, and a lot of people listening to the show are not performers. They're in corporate jobs, or they have their own teams, and they may not have understood what being on Second City's national touring company means. This is like the SNL of comedy before SNL. So you have literally.
Yeah, I started taking classes in like 2012 at Second City.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's like right. Yeah, we met maybe a few years later. And It's just so cool. Okay. Well, I have to ask you this because I always ask you, you know, our team questions that you want to, you know, talk about. And I can't stop thinking about this one. This is a fun one. Why is popcorn salt better than salt crystals? And I need you to defend this like it's a TED Talk, okay? Why popcorn salt better than salt crystals?
Scientifically, popcorn is small. And that's science. That's not on me.
That's science.
So when you are trying to put salt on it, if you have those big salt crystals, that's going to roll right off the popcorn.
Yep. Genius.
But the popcorn salt is going to have a place. There's space on the little kernel. So that is, it was made for it specifically.
It was made for it. Okay. What about popcorn? Like, you know, the popcorn seasonings, that those are considered salt as well. You would not the salt.
I would consider it the popcorn salt, because it's just like smaller, thinner grains.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you ever put dill pickle seasoning on your popcorn?
No, I have not. Am I missing out on a huge world?
You are missing out, Fate. You got to get this on Amazon. You can literally get dill pickle seasoning. It's like a little, it's like the best savory snack. It's so good. So just put that in there. Put that in there. And then I also really need this question. Why is it so hard to complete The Artist's Way? And I got to tell you something. I have done the book, and it did take me a long time, and I went back to it, and that has taken me. I just stopped because I was like, I'm not going to finish this. Tell me what's going on there.
So 2019, 2020, I got it, and I wrote my name in the book, closed it, and then 2026. came along, I opened up the book and I said, oh yeah, this is mine, because my name's there. I started doing the morning pages, and then I started, like, I took myself maybe on one artist date.
Yep.
And then stopped because I was like, well, I'm really busy, but I kept doing the morning pages from time to time, and then it just like fell off, and I'm like, I noticed even in my writing, like, because I got a really big notebook. I don't know why I got the biggest notebook in the world. And I was like, these three pages feel long.
Yeah.
But I was like, I am judging myself. If the day before I don't do three pages, there's this shame of like, well, why are you even continuing to do it? As opposed to like, this is a new day. Yeah. And that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
The day you do The Artist's Way is a good day. Okay, I have follow-up questions, but I first want to set context for anyone who doesn't know what this is. The Artist's Way is a book by an author named Julia Cameron. It was written, I don't know, in the 80s, I think.
Yeah.
And it's a 12-week process book. You don't read 12 chapters at once. You do a week, chapter a week. Artist dates, I want to know what yours is. Okay, artist dates are, you're supposed to go on an artist date a week and do something fun and creative. What was your artist date?
I just went to the park and read my tarot cards. And I was like, I'm outside doing it.
Yes. I love being outside. That's just my favorite.
It's so nice.
It's so nice. I truly have to get outside twice a day now. Because I'm working behind a computer, if like I can't get outside.
The sun needs to touch you. Yeah.
It does. And then the morning pages are part of the process, which they say to get up and just write three pages of anything that comes to your mind first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Those I always found kind of difficult to do.
It was. I found myself thinking it was really difficult when I was like, I need to be writing the right thing instead of like, it's okay for me to write like, and I need to get up and brush my teeth. And these are the morning things I want to try and do for myself. Because then I'm having these new discoveries of like, hey, what am I really focusing in on? What is like really taking a lot of my brain energy? And a lot of times it would be like, I'm avoiding writing. I'm avoiding doing this.
Yeah.
And like actually writing it out and seeing it and being like, well, what am I avoiding it for? And like really diving in.
Oh my gosh, that's so true, Faye. That is like, you just hit a nerve for me, because I'm like, oh yeah, I've definitely avoiding writing right now because
it takes energy.
Yeah. I already do. And it's such a great book for overcoming creative blocks.
Yeah.
It's a great book. I tell you what, I did the book in 2017. I did do the full thing. And the reason I'm living in Charleston near the water, literally, not in the sand, on the grass, is because I realized like how important being your family was. My family lives here. How important being your water is and sunshine is for me. And I discovered that through that book.
That's so beautiful. I love that.
Yeah. And I went back actually and like looked in the book in my little notebook I had for it. Mine was a little notebook. It wasn't big, but I looked in the little notebook and I saw all those things. And I was like, wow, like those things that were inside of me really came out in those pages. And now I'm living that life that I wanted. So I do think that that intuition is so powerful. We have the answers. We always look outside and we make people our gurus to help find the answers, but it really is all in here.
Yeah. It's like manifesting. You're just like writing out and like really putting it into your body. Like, and I want to make sure I'm writing and I want to do this for myself. And then you hold yourself accountable. And then sometimes you don't do it and that's okay too.
That's okay. Yeah.
Because there's different seasons.
That's right. Okay, well, I've had the best time on this beautiful grassy area looking at the water. I feel like we were super vulnerable, and I just love you so much. I love you so much.
Oh, Thank you.
I'm glad the peeps get to know of thee, and we are just so delighted that you are a part of this team. You're such a big part of it. Your sunshine, your light is so bright.
I love this team.
Well, we love you. One final question. Mm-hmm. How, and I know it's Chicago, so you're at 3:00 in Chicago. How are you going to make the rest of your day more playful today?
I don't have to do anything else after this. So I'm going to just listen to a podcast, take an edible, and pack. And pack slowly and not judge myself for how I pack, just do it. And yes.
Okay, wait, what are you packing for?
We're moving.
Oh, that's right.
You're on moving. The 31st. Yeah, so it's like
maybe
a
trip. Okay, I forgot the moving. Okay, you're packing for move. Okay, that's right.
And we've just like done a little bit. So I'm like just trying to just set us up for success. So the day of, we're just like good to go.
Love it. Okay. Well, that sounds lovely. And you know, what podcast are you going to listen to? You don't have to say Workday Playdate. Don't even say it. What podcast are you listening to?
Well, I'm all caught up on Workday Playdate.
Yes, yes. She's on 300 episodes then. 353.
So it's either Nicole Byer had Esther Perel. Oh, she's like the relationship. So I'm so excited to hear that. And I was like, I really want to listen to that. And especially because Nicole is in a relationship now. So I'm very interested to see what the conversation will be like.
Okay. Well, keep me posted. Send me it. Oh, I can look it up. I'll find it. And
I'll send it to you. And I'll send the link for the tarot cards. Okay, and you have to send me the link
too. Tarot cards. Yes. And I'll find the name of the ones that I have because I really am loving them. I think they're like I don't know what they are, but they're great. There's something great. Okay. And I'm just so grateful that you were here. So, peeps, where can they find you, Fee, if they want to reach out to you? Tell them where they can find you. Any Instagram, website, anything?
Yeah, I have Instagram. It's Laugh with Fee, PHEE. That's on my Instagram. And that is it. I was thinking about getting back on X, but there's a part of me where I'm like, maybe I've waited too long and it's just leave it where it is.
Yeah, yeah. So, but you Laugh with Fee is so fun. She makes you. And you also, I remember there was a point in time you were just taking pictures of like random shoes.
Yeah, because like there would be random shoes in the street and they looked like nice shoes. So I really wanted to connect someone with that. And I'm like, that's my hope is one day someone looks at my Instagram and they're like, thank you, because I was missing that sandal.
I needed that sandal. So if you're missing a shoe in the city of Chicago, please go to Laugh with Fee.
And if I'm in a random city, I will take it too.
Yes, you will. I love you. Okay, thank you for playing, Fee.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you. Okay, peeps, as we wrap, here's what I want to leave you with. Thinking on your feet is not a talent you're born with. It's a muscle you build. And you build it every time you say yes before you feel ready, every time you trust your gut when your brain is screaming for more data, and every time you make a move without knowing exactly how it's going to land. Felicia, thank you so much for reminding us that intuition and hard work are not opposites. They are partners. And that sometimes the best decision-making tool is a tarot card and a willingness to be surprised. And now it's time for the playdate practice. So this week, peeps, I want you to figure out the next time you're faced with a decision and your instinct is to overthink. I want you to try something else. I want you to give yourself just 5 minutes. Set a timer. And in those 5 minutes, write down what your gut is telling you before your brain talks you out of it. No pros and cons list, no polling six friends, just you and your instinct. And then I want you to sit with it. You don't have to act on it immediately, but I want you to notice how it feels to actually listen to yourself first instead of last. That is thinking on your feet. And that is trusting the process. Don't forget to grab the Clarity Under Pressure Toolkit, what to do in the first 5 minutes of any uncertain situation. It's in the show notes, and it's the perfect companion for everything we talked about today. Until next time, keep playing, keep learning, and keep failing forward. I love you, peeps. Bye.